It was back in 1985 that Japan's Prince Hitachi planted those cherry trees that are now fronting Lelehua High School. He did it to celebrate the centennial of Japanese immigration to Hawaii. The prince was contributing to the hundreds of sakura that now bloom every spring in Waiawa, kind of depending on the weather. What's amazing is many of these trees trace back to one ancestor from Okinawa via Waipio. Morning sprinkles are starting to clear here on a back stretch of California Avenue in Waiawa. Looking up, thousands of delightful pink sakura cherry blossoms are silhouetted against the blue sky. We're at Kazue Nursery with Kazue Tsuchihara, whose family grew these sakura.
My father planted the parks and the schools and all over the places that they're asking people, whoever is can.
Many of the hundreds of sakura trees in Waiawa trace their ancestry to one tree Choro Nakasone brought from Okinawa. In the mid-1950s, Nakasone gave a plant to Tsuchihara's father, Tasuke Terao, who began to plant and dream, especially after Waiawa's pineapple image kind of lost its footing.
Mr. Nakasone, Mr. Terao, they said we can make Waiawa a sakura town. We can do it.
Indomitable volunteer Rin Mancho offers trolley tours of the sakura, a kind of mobile hanami, or cherry blossom viewing. She says Terao was always a big community booster, the loudest banzai at Waiawa Nikkei's Civic Association functions. A retired plumber, he began propagating cherry trees and giving them away to anyone who would plant them.
If people had to buy trees, they wouldn't do it. People were given trees here. Please plant these trees. And they did it.
Hanami, cherry blossom viewing, is possible every spring in Waiawa because of community effort.
People are growing trees, not just front yard. It's in the backyard, next to the garage, on the side of the house. We have to stop the trolley and go, look behind that house. There's a 100-foot tree there.
Now people in Hawaii-kai, Kane'ohe, Manoa all want sakura trees.
The major problem with cherry blossoms successful blooming is cold winter, which we don't have.
That's Hirotaka Jack Tsuchihara, a retired aeronautical engineer who is now a sakura cultivator. He says Okinawan sakura need mid-40-degree temperatures to really blossom, and Waiawa's elevation barely cuts it.
So depending on the trees, some wants to bloom, others don't want to bloom. This year, we had relatively cold December. That's the reason it's blooming quite nicely.
Adding to the atmosphere, Saturday at 1:30, UH professor Darren Miyashiro and his students will give a koto concert at Waiawa Public Library. Sakura or no sakura, go to enjoy Waiawa. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.